Hi guys, welcome back to Me Versus My PMDD. This is your host, Livy, and today I would just like to talk on another subject, kind of like I did last time. I think I'm just going to start doing that instead of telling you about my days, or I will relate to a topic that has happened to that day. Sorry, I had to yawn. Okay. So, I was just sitting here thinking, and recently I heard that one of my good, you know, childhood, basically kind of like my second grandpa, his name is Bill, he had cancer for a couple years, and he's just gotten worse, and about a month ago, you know, doctor said he didn't have much time left, and you know, that kind of hurts. And I got emotional and I cried over it because I just had this bad feeling, and I was like, oh god, this actually might be it. I might be missing right now. And then at the end of my sobbing, I just stopped. And I realized, you know, one day I'm gonna see him again. I know I am. I deep down, what I believe, I'm gonna see him again. And what prompted me to that was that, you know, I am a raging bisexual. And he is a very religious person, southerner, let's just say that. It's very southern, very, very, very religious. And so am I, except over maybe a couple of things. And we're both Christian. And you know how they talk about heaven and hell, and how if basically you have relations with a woman or something like that, you go to hell? If you're a woman yourself, like, don't lie with if you're a man, don't lie with another man, and if you're a woman, don't lie with another woman, as a man would lie with a woman, don't do that. You know how they say that in the Bible? Well, this led me to kind of believe, and I truly do believe this, regarding any type of God that has been created out of thought and imagination of the human race. That, yeah, there's a God. There is a bigger thing to all this. A creator of sorts. And, you know, they probably created this planet just to let it roam free, wild, and, you know, kind of create new things, new processes. And yeah, we're taking it too far now, but hopefully over the next couple years we'll realize that. And I believe that he created that, and with all the chaos going around us now, he wouldn't want to send you to a worse place afterwards, no matter how bad you were. I believe that there is a person out there, there is a God that loves everyone, no matter who you are, no matter what type of religion you believe in, no matter if you've been to jail, no matter if you're a single mom at 16, no matter who you are. I believe that that creator, that God who has created us, loves us. I believe that he would love us so much as to not want to send us two complete different directions just based on our actions on Earth. I believe that he would never want to see us suffer. He would never want to create such a place that's worse off than the place we're already in. I believe that after we die, that we are stripped of the evil, and we are just our complete and well-divided good self. More like a pure version of ourselves. And we all end up in the same place. But we all get to see each other. We get to see our friends who have passed on, our lovers, our family, our friend, anyone. And I also believe that we become some sort of spirit guide for those who are still on Earth. We pass on new ideas. We give them new ideas to make the Earth better than it was, than it is. I believe that when we die, we become sort of a guide for the people. And we also get to live our best life as our best self. No matter how bad you were, a God should love you enough not to judge you on the character you've played and the starring role on Earth. I believe that the God who created us loves us enough to create a place afterwards that even if you're a murderer, a thief, even a gay, or maybe even a freaking, an atheist. No matter who you are, you will end up in the place, not in between, not the good, not the bad, not hell or heaven, but just one place where everybody goes. And we're stripped of the evil and our purest self. And I believe that he gives us a choice. I believe that he loves us enough in order to actually, you know, care after we die. It's hard to think because, you know, when you're told about a certain deity or God or creator, there's always an after effect, always a catch. But I just can't see a God that would do that to the people he created. He created each and every single one of us. He's the one who created us. Therefore, we all have a little bit of him in ourselves. And therefore, he is the good and the evil. And he knows that we should have experiences. We should experience pain, happiness, love, heartbreak. Some things more than others. But no matter what happens in the end, you get to be free, no matter who you are. And in the end, you won't have to be a monster anymore. You won't have to fear being something. You won't have to be afraid. You won't have to think these evil thoughts, like wanting to murder somebody, And you don't have to be afraid to like girls or boys or whatever. In the end, all that matters is that love is love, and the Creator, our God, loves us. He wants nothing but the best. No sin is bigger than another, as he says himself in the Bible, and in many different cultures. And I just hope one day, and I believe one day, that we'll all be together, and we'll all be at peace. Not burning in hell, not enjoying a giant lavish life that should probably not really exist, like heaven, you know, like you walk into your room and basically everything you've always wanted appears. No, I believe we go to a place where we get to enjoy the good things that we had in our lives. And if we choose to, we get to go back again. I believe our God is better than this. I believe our God is better than creating heaven and hell. I just hope I'm right.